Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lincoln Elementary Principal Rich Schulte joins us on today's program to talk about the grand opening of the new Lincoln Elementary.
There is a packed parking lot. I've been through the halls a couple times, all sorts of people. We are here at the open house for Lincoln Elementary, the grand opening. I'm sure that's exciting for you to hear. What does it mean to have the community come here tonight and really look at what this school has transformed into?
For us, it's a chance to say thank you, really. For them to look, yes, but for us to say thank you for supporting us in this effort. When we moved over on February 22, we had no idea how things were going to go. We had trained kids in certain things, but until they actually got here, we started going to class and doing different things as we would do on a normal school day. We had no idea. But things have gone very, very well, and we just are thrilled that we get an opportunity to have people come in to say thanks, and we hope that they'll come back many more times.
Well, and it's now been almost 2 months since you've moved in. The students came into class back in February, and the teachers, of course, too. Just how things been going with the new building? What have you been hearing from the teachers and from the kids?
Well, I think the teachers were initially wondering, will the kids navigate the building okay, being two-story, stairs, new classroom spaces, how are we going to figure this out? But really, the kids, if you would ask them now, they transitioned very well. There was not really a hiccup in anything with them. I think the teachers have day-to-day modified things to make their classrooms work for them and to make it feel like home. And now this is the kids, this is just where they go to school. They don't think much about it. They were in awe of, wow, this is a cool building on day one. And by the end of the second week, this is just where we go to school, and they're proud of it. And I can't say that I've had kids get lost. I can't say that I've had teachers not know where they're going. It's just been a very, very smooth transition.
What has been the community's reaction to the new building?
I think it looks so different has been the comment I've heard most. It looks so different than what I remember school being. So a lot of these people have gone to school here in Pella, went to the 1904 building, went to Lincoln that we were in the process of demolishing, and are just shocked that, wow, how things have changed. You know, whiteboards, projectors, laptop carts, flexible learning spaces, lots of natural light. They love the look of it. They think it's a beautiful building, but they're just surprised of how things have changed from when they were in school.
Well, and you mentioned the big changes. The demolition out front started this week, and now it's almost done already when you look at just overall the space out front. What is kind of the latest with getting the old building removed from that space, and then what is that eventually going to turn into?
So by tulip time, that area should be pretty much cleared. And that area, there's two different things that'll happen. The southern portion of the building will all be grass, and so that'll be part of our grass playground. Just north of the crosswalk will be the bus drive and teacher parking. And then just west of the preschool rooms will be the preschool playground. And so this summer, the playground will go in. Even prior to summer, the bus drive will go in. And so we hope to be using the bus drive by the end of the school year, if at all possible. I'm guessing, though, we're looking more at the beginning of next school year.
First of all, who's really contributed throughout this? But then on top of that, just what does it mean to have this thing where we're at right now and able to be talking right now in this new building?
There's so many people to thank. One, the teachers. It's when you think about a process like this, it has disrupted teachers' lives for 2 years. And they have handled it with grace. There have been times where it's been frustrating. But overall, they just know and are thankful that they have a beautiful new building to be in. Newman Munson and helping us design not just the physical structure of the building, but conceptually, what do we want it to feel like for kids? How do we want it to function? Estes, our construction management company, has been wonderful to work with. And then all of our contractors, and a big thank you to our local contractors. We were fortunate enough to have a handful of local contractors that helped us out. And so especially with TK Concrete doing our concrete work, Hopkins Roofing with our roofing and gutters, DeVries Electric, Trina Bracken, who did all of our, Trina and her brother and others, but all of our regrading of the land, getting the land prepped for this school, and she will continue work on our retention area later, so thanks to them as well. We've also had some other subs of our contractors that are local people who have helped out as well. It's just been I can't say enough about the extra work that those people have put in to make us be able to be here now, but also to be able to see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.